Hey, money.
Blog Talk Radio.
DJ K-Ski, aight? He's Sick Radio DJ. And right about now, the A-Money Show DJ. And you're on the show, A-Money Show, with my girl, Aisha Simmons, aight? Let's go!
Aw, yeah. I like this neo-jazz group. This is my ode to thickness. Told me her name is Thickness. And as a child, she was despised. Kids were cruel and called her Thunder Thighs. In school, she was often ridiculed because of her voluptuous size. But now, she's full figure, fabulous, and grown. Sexy sister, big bone. Everything on her body is 100% real. No need for fake breasts, butt pads, surgery, or silicone. She has the type of curves capable of causing the car to crash. Carries herself with confidence and class. Her body shaped like an extra large hourglass. Men have been known to catch whiplash while watching Thickness walk past. She's every man's dream, walks with extreme self-esteem. Curvy and confident because she's a big bone beauty queen. And she told me, Kyrie, thick women don't turn heads, we break necks. And she no longer has a complex about her size because she's come to realize that no mirror could reflect the beauty that's on the inside. Besides, a woman's worth is not determined by her dress size or the weight she sees on the scale. So she's come to realize that she's a beautiful, bodacious, curvaceous female who wears her weight well. And Thickness doesn't walk, she struts. And a full-figure feminine physique is what drives men nuts. And other women wonder how she attracts so many guys. It's in the arch of her back and the thickness of her thighs. And Thickness went on to tell me that skinny is for punks. I replied, ain't no punk here, because I love a woman with some junk in the trunk and a big round derriere. Then Thickness told me, once you go thick, you never go back to a stick. And I said, I know that's right, because a thick chick can get it real quick. And besides, only a dog wants a bone. And woman, your thickness stimulates my testosterone. And I don't care about those malnourished models that you see on music videos and TV shows, because all those size zeros and super skinny chicks need to sit down and eat a sandwich. Thickness, I love the fact that your size doesn't determine your worth. You are the mother of the earth, and I could care less about your girth. Because you are luscious, rubenesque, overflowing with sexy abundance and bountifully blessed. And I can't lie, you look so sexy in that Capri summer dress. Thickness, you're so curvy, confident, and chic. And I love the sexy feminine fashion that you purchased from the plus size boutique. And so what if you ain't petite? Thickness, I love your voluptuous physique. See, God designed you to be unique. So go ahead and smile in the face of those who used to criticize about how fat you were. Because now you're well-proportioned, soft, voluptuous, and spectacular. And I love the fact that you won't let society change your size. Because your thick hips and thighs make my manhood rise. See, I love to watch Thickness dancing. She's not a brick house, she's a mansion. Her measurements are 38, 28, 40-something. That makes for a long night of happy humping. See, Thickness realizes that sexy is a mind state. And her beauty isn't determined by the width of her waist. So when we go on a date, she doesn't hesitate to eat everything on the plate. And if she wants to lose some weight, I tell her she won't need a dietitian. Because I guarantee that she'll lose 5 pounds after we go 5 rounds in the kitchen. Yeah, Thickness. Shout out to all the thick women in the world. All the women in Atlanta with curve appeal. The dirty South, New Orleans, Florida, Texas. All the sexy southern women. All the women on the East Coast, New York, Jersey. Be more. D.C., I see you. And I can't forget my own city. Oakland, California. West Coast. Yeah, we got Thickness out here. And ain't all Hollywood. This Kyrie, y'all. Your favorite poet has returned. Loving all the thick women. There ain't no loving like a big girl loving. Yeah.
This is the A Money Show. show. What's up, everybody? The callers, the fans, everybody. We have the phenomenal Rodney Perry on the show tonight, who will be calling in a little later. What's up, my New York caller? I see you, baby. You always in queue first. What's up? A-Money loves you. Much love back at you. And, of course, we'll be playing your song tonight because this is the Indie Night. So, everybody call in 347-633-9074 for your distribution. It's only the serious callers, please. Only the serious callers. Where I will put you on a three-way with multi-platinum producer Keith Clizzard. That's the man. And don't forget to get that Kush Talk at www.kushtalk.me. Puff Puff has. And we're going into some more music, waiting on Mr. Rodney Perry on the A Money Show.
Yeah. follow at Corey Kane. Yeah. BSPS. BrandSnatchers.com. PlayerCShow.com. Hollywood in the Hood. Follow at Hollywood Chucky. Once again. Yeah. At Corey Kane. BSPS.
I'm truly sick, I'm ludicrous, I'm a lunatic, I'm too legit. BSPS, who is this? Dressed to impress in the newest fit. The coldest winner got the coolest shit. He played the fool, I removed his chips. I went to school, then schooled his beer.
You schooled his beer.
I schooled the beer, like the teacher do, or the preacher do. I reach her too, I take her in, I shape and bend, and keep her cool. All about them freshmen, and I ain't talking about no freshmen. Bank account, Will Smith, I'm all about them fresh prints. And a step up when no step up. Press up CDs, pressed up. You love her and caress her. I own her and possess her. And everybody wanna know what's my name. I never told, I sold the game. Ride a stab, stair by step straight to the top. My stop, my name.
That Corey Kane, that Corey Kane, that Corey Kane, that Corey Kane.
Where life a beer, but why complain? I make a kneel, then kiss the rain. The games, I broke a brain. Running it raw, right side of jaw. She a yellow bone. Geeker gang, little geeker bitch, she going hard. Collabing DJ Congo. Got 9 more in the condo. I'm on grind mode like Rondo.
Only but my mother's mother's Rondo.
But why complain? We make a bow and kiss the ring.
Swag talk. girl, she drippin' swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Ooh, you got the swag sauce, you drippin' swag goo. Ooh.
I may be young, but I'm ready to give you all my love. I told my girl you can get it. Don't slow it down, just let it go. So in love, I'm giving all away. Just don't tell nobody tomorrow. So tonight, I'll do it every way. Because I can tell the morning light. We like to party.
Money Show. We're waiting on Rodney Perry be coming in the building soon. What's up, Hollywood Chucky? I see you in the building. My cousin Najee in the building. I'm going to bring in Miss Styles and see what she got to say up in here tonight. What's up, baby girl?
What's good? What's good? How you doing?
I'm doing great. How's the show from your end? How everything sound from your end? Chris?
Yeah, everything good.
That's cool. You know we playing you tonight.
You are? Really?
Yeah, you on your way to Jamaica soon? You supposed to be going there?
In a week.
Oh, okay. All right,
yeah,
so you'll be on the way out.
Next Friday. Yeah, I leave next Friday. I leave
next
Friday.
Next Friday?
Yeah.
That's
I'm going to
cool.
miss you.
Pull up!
Pull up! I need a time away from New York. I need to get away.
Yeah,
from
you need
bit.
A time away from New York.
Yeah, the semester just finished.
You know we gonna also play on the A Money Show today. It's going down for my boy Baby Jack from Petersburg, New Jersey. I mean, what am I thinking?
I don't know.
Well, I'm all shook up. A Money shook up, but I'm back in Q.
Yeah.
We're going to play Baby Black. His manager is Troy, and also the manager of the Boots Mob. Yes, from Petersburg. So let's do this, Baby Black. That new new. What's that all about? Yo, that new new.
Never disappoint a dreamer. Now if your girl mind wonder, boy, yeah, I'ma get her. Put that pimp tongue to her. Have her cleaning out my sewer, and I won't pursue her. If you giving her what you post, she ain't gonna dig my swagger. But I get my hands on her, she gonna be walking like she poster. Don't ever confront her. It's all confessions like Usher, and you don't want her to tell you, but she tell you. Might just take her to a place that yours don't take her. Yeah, don't get mad and hit her. I'm just doing you a favor. You can't make her holler. She holler when my shark up in the water. I got a disorder. My dick a hard act to follow. I know it's hard to swallow. So really you should leave her. A full time freaker, cause she in Wonderland when I'm beating it up. I bet the neighbors know my name when we finishing up. I make her sleep off some good ass. That's my freak of the month.
He ain't calling me a new-new. Yeah, I'm a new-new. Cause I do what a man don't do. She say he got the tools, but he works like a fool. He going overtime and still can't find the move. She calling me a new-new. Yeah, I'm a new-new. Take her to school and mentor her too.
Uh-huh.
I give her that new new.
Okay.
She give me that blue blue.
Right.
Do what I wanna do.
Yeah.
So I do what I wanna do.
Same old drama, just a different day. Man got me stressed and I'm ready to break away. You know, just get away, blow it down for a little. Find me a thug that can give it to my middle. Or you can fiddle and lick it a little nimble. You can give it to me good while making my legs quiver. I know it sound wrong, but I'm going to feel right. And I bet I feel better by the end of the night. What my man don't do, find a nigga that would. Cause you push me to a point where I'm like, and I'm good. Got me on some new shit where I'm like, do what you would. Gonna find me a man that's gonna treat me good. I think it's time to leave you alone. It's a guarantee for you, miss your girl when I'm gone. You gon' miss that, wanna hit that. But it be another n- that's gon' get that.
Yeah, she calling me a new-new. Yeah, I'm a new-new. Cause I do what a man don't do. She say he got the tools, but he works like a fool. He going overtime and still can't find the move. She calling me a new-new. Yeah, I'm a new-new. Take her to school and mentor her too. I give her that new-new. She give me that blue school to do what I want.
Thank me with some grease. No. fucking joint. We all are, yeah, we in here, and yeah, we make a bunch of noise. Stumping, kicking, punching, hitting, flipping, cocking, slipping hard. Kind of kooky, eating, chilling, sipping, smoking, playing with sports. Girl, don't stop, I want some more. Girl, so hot, she wants some water. Girl, like I've been winning fire, pussy, gushy, just like water. Element, hella shit. Catch them biggest elephant. Yeah. Catch them clipping, clap your peoples, never fly a skeleton. Dwelling in, tell with it, styling like I'm killing it. Camden on the map, popping in, I'm killing them. Rocky boy, I'm feeling it. Jersey 2, I fucking die. Cross my heart, don't fall apart. I pledge to lead the fucking ride.
Hello,
drunk up off that cookie. Catch them streets of freak. Girl of that nookie. I ask around this master out. She dozing off and passing out. She waking up and touching me. I'm touching her. She swagging out. Red hair to her ass. Hills compliment her cat. Real dollars, she don't act. Off the back when I feel that ass. Talking back when I feel that ass. Walking back, she gon' feel that path. Told you catch, we gon' kill that path. Hold it back, we gon' peel and blast. Rocking out, what beef I'm rocking out. Up in jail, lock it out. Definitely know them socks out. Padlock, crash pop, fast top, glass rock. I'm hurt, you shining, what's that? Jackpot. Money, 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 that's all I think is money. Check this out for money, every now and then you're honey. Yeah, I be the toughie, pound the haze, I'm puffing. Catch the saber, clap at haters, catch them streets, the fucking greatest.
You're on the A Show, where we will have the phenomenal Mr. Rodney Perry in the building, and he's done so many things. He's a stand-up comic, an actor, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, you'll find that out today if you call in on the A Money Show at 347-633-9074. Again, big ups to Team Nash and Family. Kush Talk, of course, the whole fam. Let's get it. Mr. Keith Clizard, A Money's giving you two thumbs up. And I'm going to play What a Woman featuring the OJs by LaVert, too. Of course, Ohio's own, doing it big on the A Money Show.
We used to hold hands in the park. We used to
Girl, hey, money, it's going down tomorrow. Don't forget the Beauty Bottles and Ballers Ball. Going down tomorrow night at 9 o'clock at the Envy Ultra Lounge, 212 South Ludlow Street, Dayton, Ohio. 21 and up ID is a must. It is a dress code. No tees at all, you guys. No sneakers. Dress to impress. And win that $100 cash for the best dressed male and female at Thickums, ENT. Of course, that's me, Miss Thickums. We want to see how y'all put it down in the building. We got a lot of cash prizes going on. Get your raffle tickets at the door right now. If you want tickets and you're in Ohio, call your girl up at 716-940-2102, where you can get your VIP at $30 and your regular ticket price at $20. But you must call tonight because tomorrow you will be paying regular price at the door. Give me a call or hit me up at Aisha K. Girl Simmons on Facebook. Thank you. Or you may call in 347-633-9074 every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 p.m. sharp. This is where we get it down on the A Money Show. And also, let's blaze it up by Keith Klizar. Hey, blaze it up.
Crush that cushion, nuts, just roll it, light it, blaze it up. Crush that cushion, gut that nuts, just roll it, light it, blaze it up. Every night and day, I blow my mind away.
Hella strong, I'm a spark, a lungs darker than the resin in the bone. When it's wasted, I replace it in the arrogant. People call me chief and I'm not Native American. A Negro, we blow on the regular. And higher flight than the satellite on your cellular. Yeah, that's the best route when you're feeling stressed out. Rebuke things, my new things that in X'd out. Cush your blue dream, you should never bring the stress out. A connoisseur, I'm just making sure it checks out. And I ain't smoking with that ho-ho soul. I pay the fool to change, not the dough that fold. Cause the strain on it was oh so old. He said Kush, but it looked Acapulco gold. The purchase of that dirt weed is so on hold. And if you're smoking that, boy, you don't know blow. Now blaze up
every night and day.
Make you smarter what you ought to do. For how you learn and keep it burning like a barbecue. I get a crunk out of blunt or a hot bowl. My daily meds cherry red like a hot coal. Got a care to give. I live in elevation. Oh yes, my sedative and it's a medication. My city never hurts when work is circulating. You say you got some perp? I think you perpetrating. Cali streets and incredible crews. I'm feeling something slow, nothing mellow with blues. Something hot, rap a lot, one of the freshest of crews. Automatic shuffle songs, Devin a dude. Doobie ashtray, now that's some hot shit. Oh, that get mad play, my nigga got spit. Oh, that's the dead mind, and you cannot sit. I'm on the airline, and it's the cockpit. Some nice and wet. Getting high by myself on a private jet. Exposing who? Those of you who haven't tried it yet. And new hunger is one of the few side effects. I used to before I put some more in. Coke and Jack in the cup for me to pour in. I want a snack nut and you can stick a fork in. Skittles, Kit Kat, or a fat bag of pork skin. On these buds, you can judge, bring the court clean. For a respiratory, you surely bring support in. Get him a doctor if you're trying to have a sure win. You ain't a big dog, stay on the porch then. Didn't pay a knot, then you might not feel it. Then spend the right dough, that ain't the right drove, is it? Cause I got a plug, we just might go visit. And this buzz even greeted in a Geico lizard. Blaze up.
Crush that cushion, gut that nuts, just roll it, light it, blaze it up. Crush that cushion, gut that nuts, just roll it, light it, blaze it up. Blaze it up, blaze it up.
blaze it up, blaze it up. Blaze it up.
Burning all my troubles away.
Blaze it up, blaze it up. Blaze it up, blaze it up. Blaze it, blaze it up.
Feeling good, I'm so high.
Hey, we're back with A Money on the A Money Show again with the phenomenal Rodney Perry. Hello, Mr. Perry. How you doing? We are so honored to have you here today on the A Money Show.
What's up, Money? Huh? What's up, A Money?
What's up, Mr. Perry?
I'm just trying to get it in, sweetie. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I know you're probably going to crack me up. I'm all ready to laugh and everything. All I can think about is the first time I physically heard your voice was on the Monique Show, and I was in the audience, and you guys were talking about my glossy hair.
Really? Okay.
Yes. He kept saying, who is that girl standing up there with that glossy hair? Everybody sit down. Yeah, you, the one with the flip and the glossy hair.
It must have been Fly.
I'm like, huh?
It must have been Fly.
It was Fly. You guys was like, no, she's doing that. Monique went to her, baby, you know. And so I was so embarrassed because I was like, they talking to me? I'm looking at everybody else. I'm cracking up laughing like, yeah, yeah, they talking about somebody over here.
Wow, you got to send me some pictures so I can see your face. You know what? I'm about to stalk your page anyway. Don't even worry about it.
Rodney Perry, I've been stalking you for 2 years. I've been talking to you on Facebook.
Hey, I'm real personal. I take my social media and networking seriously, so I try my best to really be connected to the people that hit me up, you know what I'm saying? So
yes.
If you ever hit me on Facebook, that's really me to hit you back.
Yes, you always hit me back. I know it's you. I can tell. I can feel it. So how is Atlanta treating you out there?
You know what? I like Atlanta, man. Atlanta is a cool city. And you know what I like more than anything is that, you know, a lot of the stuff that's nice, that's fly, is black. You know, and I really respect that. You know,
yes.
You know, I like the fact that stuff is, like, undeniably black, you know. And so, you know, we just been grinding it out, hustling, you know. And, like, I'm on the road right now as we speak.
Oh, wow. Where you headed?
Well, I just got to Memphis, Tennessee. Just pulled up as it was time for me to go on your show.
Okay, all right.
It's time for me
that.
To go on the A Money Takeover. You know what it is.
Yes, I see your tweets all day long today. Last night, I was like, it's Rodney Perry tweeting again.
Oh yeah, I'm a night owl. I be tweeting all times of the day and night.
Yes.
Now, why don't you put your link on your Twitter? I don't see the link. I want to go to the link.
You want to go to which link?
The link for the show right now. I want to get in the chat room and chat with your customers.
For some reason, my link is not showing up on Twitter. I'm posting it, but it's saying Twitter has failed. So what I did was I put it on Facebook, and if you're
on
my page. Yes, if you see it on my page on Facebook, it's right there at the top, like 3 or 4 times. So it's the first thing at the top. And the chat lines are open. So if you want to chat with Mr. Rodney Perry on the A Money Show, it's going down right here on the A Money Show. Ask him a question, you know, laugh. I'm sure he's going to have you going crazy. We got callers in the building, of course, that's going to want to interact with you. But I just want to know, you know, big ups to you because I saw in your bio that you served our Navy. You were in the Navy 1.85.
Yeah, I was in the Navy for 8 years, 1990 to 1998. And, you know, 1998, I packed up my family and we moved to Los Angeles and we just started really going for it. I think anybody out there who is, you know, trying to do anything in this business called entertainment, you got to be willing to step out on faith, and that was my leap of faith back in 1998.
Okay, so it's a you're a family man, of course. Everybody, he's a family man. And I would like to know, you know, with that being said, and you being married, you have children. How many children you have?
Oh, man, you know, I got a bunch of kids. I got 6 kids, a wife, and 2 baby mamas. You understand me? I got so much responsibility, it ain't even fair.
Oh, wow.
But I wouldn't have it no other way, though. You know what I mean?
I know, and you're handling that well. So being married, how does your wife feel? Is she understanding with your celeb status? You know, and you being as funny as you are, how does she take you every single day?
Go ahead, just ask the real question. Well, why, how are you so sexy is the question. That's the real question. This...
Robbie
no,
Perry is very sexy. He's always well-dressed, even when he's dressed down. I'm always surfing his pictures, and I'm like, wow, she is blessed to have Mr. Rodney Perry. And funny at the same time, how you do that?
Well, you know what, man? I really don't take myself that seriously, man. You know when I'm at home, I'm a regular guy. I'm a husband and I'm a father. You know, my family has really grounded me. You know, because there's something to be said when people are looking at you to provide for them, and that's what helps me to keep it real. You know, because you know it's easy to buy into the hype. You know, and I got friends that have bought into the hype, you know, or fall prey to the women or to the drugs. Or, you know, this is a business that's going to expose you to all of your vices. So you got to be really grounded to be able to make it through here and not fall prey to some of those things.
Yes, that is so true. And I'm so glad that you let the world know that, because this is the A Money Show Takeover, and I'm adding worldwide to that. It's coming, you know, it's coming. Y'all look out for that. You know,
already.
You already see Rodney Perry right here, live, up close and personal. Rodney Perry, I am enjoying this. I thank you again.
I'm
grateful.
I'm on the page now. I see you laying on the bed with a little picture scrolling.
That's the hair.
I know, I remember that. Sure do. Little shiny head.
And I love Monique. I love Monique. How is it working with Monique? How did you really come about, you know, being her sidekick or her co-host on the show? Because that is a match made in heaven. And, of course, you know, we thought you guys were married.
I know a lot of people thought we were married. I still get people, dudes come to me, hey, man, tell your wife. I say, man, first of all, that's not my wife. But what happened is Monique had a radio show. And she was kind of looking for a new coach. They had another guy on with her. And I went out to a remote, and we got on the air for the first time together. And it was just the chemistry. And then they started thinking that Rodney Perry might be a good replacement for that guy. And I came into the studio the day after we elected Barack Obama, which was a Wednesday. And by Friday,
wow,
they had offered me the job as her co-host on the radio. And we've been rocking together ever since. Like, I mean, we just did a show this past Sunday together in Chicago.
Oh, well, I love Monique. Make sure you tell her that I'm trying to get in contact with her as well. Prayerfully, she will do an interview with A Money. I love her just like I love you. I mean, she is phenomenal. She is doing her thing. You know, can't nobody take that from her. And I would be on her show every day if I could. And, you know, I would, you know. And how, actually, we really, really need to know, how did you come about working with Tyler Perry? I mean, this man right here, Tyler Perry, never ceased to amaze me as well.
Oh, he's an awesome cat. The Tyler Perry story is this. I was at a comedy club in Atlanta working, and it was a gig I almost didn't take, okay? I almost didn't take this gig because they didn't want to really pay me the money I wanted. But I was like, I would rather work than not work, and it's right in town, no big deal. I took the gig, and I did a Tuesday and Wednesday. Well, on the Wednesday night, Roger Bob, who was Tyler Perry's right-hand man at that time, he came out and saw me. And
wow,
he was like, Rod, I'm going to give you a call tomorrow. And I'm like, I'm not tripping. People tell you that all the time. Well, the next day he called me and asked me to come in to read for that role. Unbeknownst to me, they had been trying to cast this guy for like 3 months. And the movie, it was a Thursday afternoon. The movie was shooting on the next Monday, right?
Wow.
So I go in and audition. Well, they send me the script at, let's say, 11 a.m. They said, be here by 12. So I only had like 30 minutes with the script. I read it. I was like, I know this guy. I went in. I read it. I auditioned. They took me in to meet with their second in command. I auditioned for him. And then
yeah.
I didn't hear nothing all day Friday. By Saturday, I'm like, they didn't hire me. Because I was talking to my boy on the phone. I was like, dude, if they was going to hire me, they would have hired me yesterday because, you know, they got to shoot this mug on Monday. No sooner than I said that, my phone rang, and it was Tyler Perry Studios telling me, congratulations, you booked the role of Harold and Madea's Big Happy Family. And it was just a huge blessing.
We love it. We love it. We love you in that. We were just sitting up here cracking up. Say hello, Najla.
What's up?
My baby cousin. That's my baby cousin. She loved you in that movie as well.
And my mother loved you too.
They were talking about me so bad, I started to book them kids for real.
Oh, Lord.
I told Tyler Pratt, I said, you better stop telling these kids to say crazy stuff to me. I'm a real father. I might swing on one of them.
And I know you just might have. I mean, what projects do you have coming up next? I'm on my way to Atlanta. I'm actually moving to Atlanta. And what are you having going on there? I see you have shows there, and I can't wait.
Oh, man, we always, you know, I believe you got to always keep moving in this game. I got a few things coming up. Well, I do an improv workshop every Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Green Room, a beautiful place that Terry J. Vaughn owns right in Atlanta, and I do that every week. So it's an improv workshop that I created that we do every week. It's incredible, and I just shot a movie called Broad Street Bully in Philly. That it's a gangster movie. It's my first serious role, so I'm excited about that. I got another movie coming out called Come On Man, which is another drama about stand-up comedy, but it's still comedy-based. So that's coming out, and we're touring, man. We're touring, going around the country, telling jokes, and I shot my comedy special back in February with Shaquille O'Neal. So that'll be coming out,
really?
And looks like we're going to be doing some dates on the Shaquille O'Neal tour as well. So we're just trying to stay busy and feed these babies.
And Heller.
Heller. And no, I'm not related to Tyler Perry. He is taller than me, and I am way more sexy.
Sorry, Tyler Perry. He is telling the truth, but you sexy too, Tyler Perry. But Rodney got you in. on the A-Money show, you guys, you heard that from A-Money. And his wife, if you're listening, your husband is sexy, girl. You got to catch there. That's a big fish.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
That's a
she
big
know.
Fish.
You tell me that
I
all
know
the time.
You know. How many years have you been married?
It'll be 16 this year. It'll be 16 years this year.
Oh, wow. That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Maximum
I've been typing that thing a long time. Huh?
I'm sure you have. I want to play something for you. And this is Dave Tolliver, who is also in Atlanta. But he is a
oh,
native
I like him.
Of
I like
Ohio.
Him. I plan on having him on my show, too. You know, I got a
I'm
blog
glad.
Talk show. So I love blog talk.
I'm glad. So, you know, this is a plug
yeah.
from A-Money, my boy Dave Tolliver on the A-Money show. This is his song called Home, and I hope you enjoy this song.
Yeah,
leaving me with no question that this is where I want to be. To put it in perspective, I've given up the quest now.
I can't wait to come home.
And of course, Rodney Perry, Dave Tolliver said, some woman, hopefully that is his wife, got that kind of love that make him want to smack that mama. Oh, my God. And I'm sure he would be, you know, I love that song, you know, because if a man want to smack my mama, I'm that good. Like, whoa, you know.
Yeah, you put it down. If a man going to slap his mama, that's the real deal.
Okay. And I'm sure Dave would love to, you know, get with you and work with you and everything. I'm sure it would be an honor to him. He's in Atlanta as well. Have you got with him
lately? That's a good dude. Yeah, that's a good dude. We did an event together not too long ago, and he's just a good cat, man. And there's so many good people out in Atlanta. Matter of fact, people hitting my Twitter trying to get on your show and holler at you. Hey, man.
At me?
Yeah.
But tell them to call through. What's going on?
They said they call them. They said they call them. They can't get through.
Oh, well, it must be everybody calling at one time. Wow. You know, I feel good about that. It's all because Rodney Perry is right here on the A Money Show.
Yeah.
You know, we also want you to come to Ohio. We need you to get on the Player T Show. That's Worldwide Show.
I'm down with a bunch. Now, what city y'all in Ohio? Because my brother just left there last night.
Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland Rock. Cleveland rock.
Yeah, I love Cleveland. I'm gonna tell y'all what. When I come to the Improv in Cleveland, I'm gonna come on the show and we're gonna hang out live.
Ooh, that's gonna be off the chain, baby. You already know I'm not gonna be the groupie. I'm gonna be sitting right there. I'm gonna be the second wife. I'm gonna be like, don't you move, Rodney. Don't you move. I'm so happy to have you here. It's like, you know, I'm choked up right now. The Twitter is going off. The Twitter is going crazy. Like, you know, I'm also, you know, working with Keith Klizark, so I don't know if you know him, but I gave you a little tweet to go to www.kushtalk.me and make sure you get that Kush Talk, because Keith Klizark is the man, multi-platinum producer in Los Angeles, California. Yes.
Oh, see, I love the cross promotion, man. You know, I tell people all the time, we got to help each other and keep great energy coming toward ourselves, you know.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. No, he is not related to Tyler Perry. You missed that. You were kind of late. this is Hollywood Chucky. Who will Hollywood Chucky
what up,
of the Claire Feed.
What's going on, big dog? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm slanging these jokes out here on these highways and byways trying to go get it.
I see you, bro. I see you hustling.
You know, man, you know, my kids like to eat every day. I don't know about yours. Every time I turn around, they hungry.
Well, I ain't dropped none yet.
You ain't dropped none?
Nah, not yet, Mr. Perry.
Hey, man, take your time, bro. I don't rush into these saw blades. You hear me?
Hey, Mr. Perry, I got one question to ask you.
Go ahead, bro.
What would you tell somebody trying to or looking to get in the industry, that you're in? What would you tell them? What would you tell them to look out for, and what some of the good things that come along with?
Well, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about the vices. You know, this industry is gonna make you privy to all of your vices. That's the downfall. It's like if you like women, you'll have all the women you can ask for. If you like money, you have all the money you need. If you like drugs, you know, the industry is gonna make those things, you know, it's gonna put that stuff all at your disposal. But what this industry gives you, it gives you a chance to make people happier, a chance to lighten people's burden. I think that's our bigger responsibility as entertainers. And the best advice I give anybody is just be willing to work hard. Like, I look at this is my business. This is my black-owned business. So I'm up every day early in the morning, like I go to work. Only thing I don't do is drive nowhere because my business is in my home. But I get up every morning, I do my Twitter, I do my Facebook, I interact with people, I make my phone calls for the next work. I look at the future, myself and my assistant. We always brainstorming. We looking at giving back. We working on a charity organization at the same time. So just be willing to work harder than everybody else in your respective field, and you'll be fine.
Right. That's great, because we've been doing Play a T Show for about 8 years now, you know, and it's black owned and everything like that. And I just look at some of you guys and try to emulate what you got going on, because y'all are very successful black man, and I'm proud of that, you know. I'm proud of all the black men that's very successful, no matter, you're not saying that, you know, no drug dealers, nothing like that, but
right.
I'm proud of every black man that's successful, you know, that's doing their thing, that got something on their own, you know, out here just striving to make everything better for our people.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great thought too, man. Because it's very important when we talk about our black men, because you know our black men are under attack. You know our families are under attack. So we gotta always be trying to keep ourselves connected to, you know, the collective who we are. Like I'm gonna tell you something, man. We gotta take care of our women. You know, that's why this movie did so good, that Steve Harvey and them did, because we got together as a unit, and black people, we got to start doing that more often.
Indeed. Well, I'm gonna let you talk about the A Money. Hopefully, we'll see you in Cleveland, Ohio, for the Play a T Show live webcast every Friday from 9 to 10. So thanks.
I'm coming, man. You know, I'm going to probably be working on that Friday at the Improv when I come to town. But we're going to work something out where we can do something.
Okay, and I'm going to have A-Money get in contact with you so it can go on
of course, and I love improv, so I cannot wait to be a part of that as well. I love improv.
I definitely got a question.
You know, we have, we also have the phenomenal Corey Kane right here, who's performing on my event tomorrow, the Beauty Bottles and Ballers Ball, going down in Dayton, Ohio at 9 o'clock. 212 South Ludlow Street. You better get your tickets.
I heard they be getting it in at Dayton.
Oh, yeah. We getting it in tomorrow. Thickums Entertainment. That's me. Thickums Entertainment. A Money all day long. The best dressed male and female winning a $100 cash prize. So get in where you fit in. Yeah. A Money. I'm giving that money away like that. You know, but it's going to come back to me tenfold. Tenfold.
Yeah. Well,
I'm gonna let my co-host at times ask you a question. That's Corey Kane. Who that Corey Kane? This is Mr. Corey Rodney Perry, the fucking man on the planet right now.
Right. Hey, how you doing, Mr. Perry? I want to say, you know, most definitely give you honors, man, for, you know, coming from the bottom all the way to the top, and then staying consistent and persistent. That really comes to my question. Which is a two-part question, because you said something about us being under attack. And I want to know, like, have you had some personal attacks in the industry, if you want to talk about it? And then my second part question, how do you stay so persistent and consistent?
I'll answer the second part first. How do I stay persistent and consistent? I would really have to get that to my family, dude, because what it is, Corey, is there's one thing to hustle for yourself, but it's another animal to hustle when somebody if you don't hustle, don't eat. So I think the fact that I've always had a family, even when I was a Rudy Poot in this game, that's always given me a little something else to work toward. And the second part of your question is do I have haters? Absolutely. You know, but this is what I believe, and you tell me what you think about this after I say it, is that your hater is only as powerful as you allow them to be. Like, a person cannot hate on you if it's something that you're cool about. A person can't hate on me being on the Monique show when I know if he had a chance, he would be on that show in my place. So,
right.
And I experienced a lot of that when I first got on the show. So you can't hate on Rodney Perry in that way, but the secret is dealing with the real hater, the hater that's always there. See, the hater that we got to deal with is ourselves, the hater that's always there. How many times have you defused your own dream, your own vision, hating on yourself? You know,
yes,
how many people
absolutely.
You know, hey, you know what, I'm about to start going back to the gym, you know, and then your inner mind be like, get your fat ass out that gym. So you got to keep grinding and deal with the hater inside of you first. And that's what I think.
Hey, Mr. Perry.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Perry, this is Corey Kane again. You sound like me. I always say that the enemy is my enemy, is my inner me. And I always ask myself, and I ask people all the time, who gave you the power to doubt? Who gave you that power? Who gave you the right to doubt something? But you're totally correct about that. Thank you for everything you're doing. Thank you for being on the A Money Show. Cleveland, we got you. We right here with you. We support you up here in the north polar bear air. You know, here we go. You know, when you come to town, you know, we gonna love to embrace you and ask you a million questions.
I love it, man. I love it. I mean, that's what I signed up for, man. This is the thing. When I was coming up, the cats that was the senior dudes, they wouldn't talk to us. Like, you know, and I'm going to say some names, like the Arnaz J's and those cats, they wouldn't even stop and give you no game. So that's why anytime I get the chance to talk to a young entertainer or a young comedian, I give them my undivided attention, because I know how valuable that is, and how when you hustling and you grinding, you just need somebody to go, hey, man, you're on the right track. And that's the most powerful part.
Yes, that is so true. And again, you know, I knew you was born in Chicago, and how was that for you, being in Chicago as well as migrating from the north to the south?
Well, my whole journey is this: born and raised in Chicago,
Then, you know, around my junior year of high school, we moved to Monroe, Louisiana. You know, got in Monroe, started having babies, joined the Navy, ended up in California, the Bay Area, and then later on moved to the Southern California, to Los Angeles. So
okay.
I'm kind of from everywhere, you know. I mean, I lived in New Orleans a few years, so I've been – that's my the beautiful thing about my journey is I've had a chance to learn all of those different areas. So there's nobody that I can't communicate with. I know how to talk, you know, to the people in the Dirty South. I know how to talk to the people in the Midwest. I know how to talk to the people on the East Coast. I know how to talk to the people on the West Coast, and I know the difference between the Bay Area and Los Angeles. So there, it's all about communication at the end of the day. So, you know, growing up in Chicago, you know, I'm still a Bear fan, a Bulls fan. You know, I still love my team, but, you know, I'm a citizen of the United States, you know, and I love it, man.
Right, and I love that in you. I love that about you. I'm glad that we have as many callers as we do in queue. I have a caller, and he's from Virginia, and if I could queue him in.
I'm trying to get to Virginia, too. I'm trying to get to Virginia.
Oh, wow. So, Blog Talk, you know how you also have Blog Talk, right, Rodney?
Yeah. My show is every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, Blog Talk Radio, Rodney Perry Live. You know, we've interviewed everybody from Kevin Hart to Monique and everybody in between.
Oh, wow. That's what's up right there. we had my Blog Talk actually dropped a call, and I'm sure he'll call you back in.
Don't they be tripping sometimes? Blog Talk, get
yourself
together.
Yes, you know they kick your callers out. They kick your callers out, and I have another one that's in the 770-873 caller online.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Who is this?
I'm fine. This is Sheba.
Oh,
Sheba
baby.
She's at
me and Sheba. Oh, it's my Twitter friend. What's up, Sheba?
What's up, Rodney Rod? We just
I'm
wanted
stalking
to say
your
hey,
pictures
Sheba,
right
world.
Now.
Huh?
I'm stalking your pictures right now.
You so crazy, Rodney. You know we love you.
Hey, thank you so much for calling. What's up? How you doing today?
We doing good. You know, we always enjoy when we come see you and see your smile, and we love the progress and everything that you're doing. You know, we always get a kick out of you at the comedy club.
Hey,
we ready to see you more on the
big screen. Oh, we got some big screen coming. Look at you with your makeup on, standing in front of the Monique show. I see you.
You're so crazy. You know, I used to hang out there with y'all.
Yeah, man, we miss it. But, you know, we about to do something big is coming. I can't really talk about it yet, but something big is coming. Me and Monique going to be back in your face real soon.
Oh, I can't wait. That's going to be awesome because the chicken never left.
See that? So, all right. Well, hey, Sheba, thanks for calling. I'm about to go on your timeline and write something silly.
Okay.
Thank you for being patient, Sheba. Please hang around. She was patiently waiting. Thank you. And I thank you. And please call back again on the A Money Show, 347-633-9074, every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And, of course, you'll get me, your girl, A Money. We thank the phenomenal Rodney Perry for calling in and sharing time with A Money, of course. Thank you, Sheba. All my callers, I like to give you much love. And also, I congratulate my haters because without love, you won't have hate. Without hate, there's no love. And then you have me, A Money. Mwah, smooches to you all, spooky. So we're back with Rodney Perry. And again, I thank you for stopping by. You have something going on tonight. You're getting ready to do a show.
Yeah, I'm out in Memphis, Tennessee tonight. I just got here. I'm not working till tomorrow. I got two shows tomorrow. On Saturday at a place called Bartlett's. So it's going to be crazy. So if you got any family down here in Memphis, you tell them that me and Elvis is going to get it in tomorrow.
Okay, well, let me give them a shout-out right now. We got DJ 7 of the dating show. DJ 7's a great of the dating show. Of course, he's in Memphis right now, and he's also in school right now, but he is a veteran when it comes to being a strip club DJ, and he also has the dating show, Dating 7. So all of you, make sure you go and support Rodney Perry as he supports us as well with all his funniness, his comedy, his movies, everything. The Monique Show. We love you, Rodney Perry. And Hollywood Chucky wants to ask you another question. He is over here lighting me and everything trying to get to Rodney Perry.
Mr. Perry, I got one more question for you.
Go ahead, Chucky.
Hey, so how long is too long, and will you ever retire from the game?
This is too long. Too long is when your mind is not right no more. Like, you know, we're in the business of you know, communicating. So when your mind is not clicking, and when you may have, you know, some sort of dementia or something set in, that's when it's time to get out of the comedy game. But, you know, I mean, I saw Bill Cosby, who was 70-something years old, dude, and he put on a two-hour show that was just as good as it was when he was 35. So I think a comic, if he got his mind right, he can perform his whole life. So, man, this is the thing. This is all we work for in this game, in this life, is to find what you love to do and do that for a living. Man, I'm a comedian, and if I couldn't do nothing else, they said, Rodney Perry, you could never do another movie, you could never do no TV shows, but you could still do comedy, I would take that deal all day. So I think I'm going to be telling jokes well into my 90s.
Okay, I respect it. All right.
Still looking sexy at 90.
And I'm going to be old as hell. You're going to be like, what's wrong? Why is his balls sticking out his pants?
Oh,
you know,
goodness.
You'll be old dude sagging.
My goodness. And we're going to go to a caller. This is a caller 804-503. How are you? Who is this? Caller, are you in queue? Or we're having blog talk issues again. But that's okay because A-Money got it. You're on the A-Money show. We're tweeting, Facebooking, social networking, just all the way around, promoting Rodney Perry right now tonight. Is there any Twitter information, any blog talk information you want to give out, your Facebook for people to follow you?
Well, I'm easy to find. My website is rodneyperry.com. My Twitter is Rodney Perry. I'm at Rodney Perry. And my Facebook is facebook.com/RodneyBPerry. And we just work hard to, you know, it's really me. I really tweet. I really do all of that stuff. You know, that's really me on Facebook. I Instagram. I'm always putting up pictures, you know, and I think we got to get ready for the next thing, you know.
Well, I would like to know this because it had to start from somewhere. Were you a class clown? Did you come out the womb just tripping your parents out? How did this come about?
Well, my mother is crazy, first of all. My mother is off the chain. My granddaddy was off the chain. So I come from a long line of fools. I had a teacher in the second grade that would let me tell jokes at the end of the class if I was shut up throughout the course of the day. So, you know, I've always been silly. There were people that was funnier than me, though, but there wasn't people that wanted to be a comic as much as I did. And that's the secret.
Right.
Like, there's going to be people that's better than you, but you can always want it more than them. And I wanted to be a comedian more than they wanted to be silly.
Oh, wow. That's just good. That's, again, I'll say phenomenal, Rodney Perry. And it's all love here on the A Money Show, where hopefully I will be meeting you in person when you get to Ohio, if I'm not in Atlanta first. But that improv.
Oh, if you come down
good
today, you know we're gonna go out to lunch and hang out or something.
Oh yes, most definitely. I wish you could be here for my event tomorrow, but again, I know you're out making people laugh. So of course, I would love to have lunch with the Rodney Perry. I really would. You've been on the red carpet?
Once or twice.
Have, how is it walking the red carpet? Like, that's just something I watch on TV, and I'm like, I want to walk the red carpet. A Money is going to walk the red carpet.
Well, you know, I can remember my first time on the red carpet. I was the warm-up guy for the BET Awards, right? And
yes.
One of the things I negotiated, because they wasn't paying me a lot of money, I said, y'all got to make sure I get a chance to walk the carpet. And that was so important to me. And, you know, you walk it, and your first time, people don't know who you are. So all the photographers, you walk down, and they just look away like they don't want to take your picture. But it was this one guy. And it turned out that guy was the photographer from Jet. And he took my picture, and I got in the Jet. And my life been, you know, once a black person get in the Jet, you can go and die.
That's it.
You know what I mean? So that dude took my picture. And, like, even now, if I'm on a red carpet, I stop and take a picture with him. And he's the same guy who took the first picture of Halle Berry. He took the first picture of Denzel Washington. And he took the first picture of Roddy Perry. So whenever I see him, I stop and me and him have a conversation. And he remembers it, too. And just an awesome guy. Yeah, so, you know, the red carpet, I mean, you already ready because you've been thinking about it.
Yes. I've always thought about it, the red carpet. What would I have on? How would my hair be? And will I be walking next to Roddy Perry? we have another caller in queue from 216-832. Caller, you're live on the A Money Show with Rodney Perry. Who's in queue?
Rodney Perry, Mr. Rodney Perry, how you doing this evening?
What's up, dog? Who am I with?
PJ Braxton, bro.
Oh, what's up, PJ?
PJ.
What's going on? I hear you taking shots, hey, Money. I hear you taking shots.
That's my boy. This is my boy. We got an insider today going on. And also, now you're in queue. So, Mr. Rodney Perry, I have to introduce him to you like this. This is the phenomenal Mr. PJ Gay Ass Braxton from Ohio.
Hilarious.
go ahead. You can have a question with Mr. Perry if you like.
All right. Mr. Perry, I do have a question for you. I got a nice event coming up next year. What do it take to have Rodney Perry show up to my event on the red carpet?
Oh, man, it's not hard. Just go through my website, leave me a note, and myself or my assistant Madeline will get back with you, and we'll make it work.
Okay, that's what's up.
It's RodneyPerry.com. Leave us a little note and with your email or your contact, and we'll connect with you, and we'll try to make it work, man. I mean, I'm very bookable.
Okay.
Now that's
all the way what's up.
Well, now where you at, dog? You in Cleveland too?
Yeah, Cleveland, Ohio.
Now, I mean, you know, Cleveland is so off the chain. Now, this is the thing. What's up with that water downtown? Why the water so dark?
You mean that's water?
You mean that water?
Hey, I think you're trying to trick me, bro.
I thought that ain't water. I'm sorry. Hey, I have a ball every time I go. They took me to this cool spot. It was in the hood, though. But it's like a nice little after-hours spot they took me to last time I was in Cleveland. What's my man's name? Oh, man, great food. They had a jazz band in there. It was like in the hood, though.
Oh.
I'm going to have to call y'all back with the name because I want to shout them out, but I can't think of the name of it.
It wasn't the Tiger's Band, was it? Wolf Den?
No, this was like a club. It was like a little club. They had live jazz in there. They had, they had steaks on the menu. It was great.
It had to be Skeets.
Yes, it was.
Skeets, I knew
yes,
it.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Awesome.
Yeah,
great
that's
time.
The spot. That's the spot.
Good
man.
People. good people, man. I got a lot of friends from Cleveland because I used to cruise with my man Greg Cameron and a group out of Cleveland on his cruise every year.
Oh, okay.
Wow. We would love to. I would love for you to be booked at the new casino downtown Cleveland, Horseshoe Casino. That would be something.
Yeah.
Mr. Perry.
Well, usually when I come in Cleveland, I play the improv, but you know, Rodney Perry got jokes for everybody.
Okay. Now, I do promote comedy events too. Now we just had I did the promotion for the Shaquille O'Neal All Star Comedy Jam here in Cleveland.
Oh, get out of here! Okay.
Yeah, they
good. Tamara and those guys over there, that's my people. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what's up. So, Mr. Perry, you said you will be in Cleveland soon?
We're actually having a conversation with them. We ain't booked the date yet, but it's coming.
Oh, okay. Well, that will be great. I can't wait. Like I said again, hopefully I'm not in Atlanta, but if so, we can still hook up, connect in Atlanta. That will be great. And as well, of course, as the Player T Show, big ups to them, Hollywood Chucky, Corey Kane, and Player T himself. In Ohio, they're waiting on you to stop through and get your interview on the show. I had mine. It was real nice and laid back, you know, Player T with his golf club and everything. you know he dressed to a T, suit down, tie, in the golf club. But we love it. You know, they will also be covering my event tomorrow. Again, everybody come out to the Beauty Bottles and Ballers Ball, Dayton, Ohio, 22 South Ludlow Street. Get your tickets now. Call 716-940-2102. That's your girl, A Money, live, 347-633-9074, the A Money Show, every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Again, we must thank you, Mr. Rodney Perry, for stopping through. I enjoy every moment of it. And you can say something funny at any time to just crack us before we go off air.
Hey, you know, I'm really thankful for y'all having me on here because I know you get a choice over who you talk to. You know, you could have been talking to Flavor Flav, but you decided to talk to me. And I feel like I'm doing something with my life. I appreciate y'all. And let's stay in touch. And I'm a friend of your show. I want you to be a friend of mine.
Yes, most definitely. I follow you now. So I will be getting your links when you're on. I'm on with you, of course. And I thank you for your support. Your character, your funniness, your movies, your stand-up comedy, everything. I love it, you know, and you have a great night. Be safe out there in Tennessee. You're in Tennessee, right? Memphis?
Yeah, I'm in Memphis, yeah.
Have lots of fun, you know, safe trip, you know, in your travel and your tours. And the A Money Show welcomes you at all times in Ohio. We love you. Call back again with us. Please do.
Done deal. Hey, thanks for the call. Hey, Money, I love you. Hey, if you ain't listening to Hey, Money, you ain't doing nothing, punk.
I know that's right.
Thank you. We love you.
All right, guys. Hey, thanks for the questions. Great questions. Great interview, y'all. Thanks for having me.
All right,
thank
buddy. Take it
over, very
girl.
Much. You have a good night. All right. And that was the phenomenal Rodney Perry right here on the A Money Show. Big ups to him. We love him. And I cannot wait till he comes to Ohio. It's going down on the A Money Show as well as the Player T Show. But Ohio welcomes him at any time. And back to gay-ass PJ Braxton. What up?
What's up, Dyke Sister?
Your ass. Better not be late tomorrow. Everybody better be suited up and ready to rock and roll, loaded and everything. Cock back, eagle spread in that car at 3:45.
Oh, hey, I'm ready to go now. You want me to just come on through?
You might as well come on through and do what we do. Blaze it up. So, PJ Braxton, I got to ask you this question, though.
Yep.
Have you had all this promotion that I've been doing of the Kush Talk? I want to know, have you took your fingertips and tap, tap, tap on that www.kushtalk.me and got yours yet?
No, I actually haven't, not yet. But
I mean, what's up with that?
I'm in the makings on that. You know, I've been kind of busy with the award show that we got going on. So, you know, it's been, like, holding most of my time up. But I'm on it. I'm on it. I guarantee you I'm on
it. A couple seconds. It takes you, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 5 seconds. Boom. You're download. You got that Kush Talk, baby.
Well, you know, when I'm in front of the computer, most of the time I'm working. So I really don't get a chance to do much play on the computer side. But I promise you, tonight, I'm on it. Tonight, I got you. I know,
because I'm going to call you, and we're going to be on the computer getting that other flyer and stuff going on. And
right.
I'm going to say, puff, puff, pass, pause. Go ahead and go to that www.kushtalk.me.
I got you.
I thank you for calling me. And finally, it took him for so long to call me, and he kept lying, talking about, I'm in queue. I just called in.
I was not lying.
You were?
Hey, it just so happened, I got a free day today. I told you I was going to call in. I'm right on deck with it.
Now, let's be honest. You called in because the phenomenal Mr. Tyler Perry was online, and also you knew that I was going to tap that ass if you didn't call in, because I get to see you tomorrow up close and personal.
I called in for A Money, not Rodney Perry, just so you know.
Right, and did you catch it? Because I said Tyler Perry, and so that means that.
Hey, look,
I'm trying to give you a pass. Listen, no, I don't need a pass. This is how this go. A Money just spoke that into existence. Tyler Perry, if you're listening, we want you on the A Money Show ASAP, because the phenomenal Rodney Perry has left the building, and we miss him already. We miss Rodney already, but I want Tyler Perry. So anybody out there listening, you got the plug, you got the manager's info, the email, what have you, don't hate. Congratulate your girl A Money. Get that information and come on the A Money Show and rap with Tyler Perry. It's going down. You already know, PJ. I'll meet a pass. I got this. Who do you think you're talking to? You want Cupcake to come on the show now, right? Yo.
No.
Damn,
hey, long as A Money on the show, I'm cool.
Yo, girl, she want to get online for real. She talking about she let her at PJ and all of this. Get off me. You can't get on right now. It's almost over. PJ, Cupcake want to know if she could talk to you. She said she saw your picture. She said you cute and everything like that, and she said she want to talk to you. Is that okay?
You are silly.
He said you silly, Cupcake. Do you want to talk to Cupcake? That's an insult, she said. That's an insult. You heard her? I can only put her on if you want her on. That's all I could do. You want to talk to Cupcake?
No, I want to talk to 8 months.
Oh, you scared of Cupcake? Damn, you scared of Cupcake. Anyways, Cupcake, come on, girl, because we ain't no fake blood pumping over here. He acting all shy and everything. What's up, PJ? What's up, ESPJ?
All I had on. on them stage.
Male and female. What? I mean, come on now, dude. What?
Hey, go online and check out what them new J's going for.
Yo, God, if I want to check out something, it's going to be some red bottoms. Nigga, do I look like I need you to buy me some J's, nigga? You better go get some red bottoms for me. Yo, hey, money, this, you better come get this PJ dude, yo. Get this PJ dude, yo. This PJ dude up here talking about check out J's. He up here promoting Jordan and all of this. This ain't money shit. Yo, by the way, nigga, if you don't go get that www.cushtalk.me, man, I'm going to puff past your ass and blaze it up.
I'm about to do that right now.
Man, you know, I'm about to play blaze it up. Hey, money, can I do it? Can I do it? Can I do it?
Crush that cush, then gut that dust, just roll it, light it, blaze it up. Crush that cush, then gut that dust, just roll it, light it, blaze it up. Every night and day, I blow my mind away. I blaze it up whenever I get fresh by the corner of the town. I blaze it up, or if I'm in for the take home now. I'll blaze it up.
Smell it, inhale it hella strong. I'm a spark, a lungs darker than the resin in the bomb. When it's waste that I replace it in the arrogant. People call me chief and I'm not Native American. A Negro, we blow on the regular. And higher flight than the satellite on your cellular. Yeah, that's the best route when you're feeling stressed out. Rebuke things, minute things that in X'd out. Cushion blue dream, you should never bring the stress out. A connoisseur, I'm just making sure it checks out. And I ain't smoking with that hobo soul. I pay the fool change, not the dough that fold. Cause the strain on it was oh so old, he said Kush, but it looked Acapulco gold. The purchase of that dirt weed is so on hold, and if you're smoking that, boy, you don't know blow. Now blaze up
every night and day. I blow my mind away. I blaze it up whenever I get pressed. I don't want out the town. I blaze it up, or if I'm in for the day.
Smoke to make you smarter, what you ought to do. For how you learn and keep it burning like a barbecue. I get a crunk out of blunt or a hot bowl. My daily meds cherry red like a hot coal. Got a care to give, I live in elevation. Oh yes, my sedative, and is a medication. My city never hurt when work is circulating. You say you got some perp, I think you perpetrating. Cali streets and incredible crews. I'm feeling something slow, nothing mellow as blues. Something hot, rap a lot, one of the freshest of crews. Automatic shuffle songs, Devin a dude. Doobie ashtray, now that's some hot shit. Oh, that get mad play, my nigga got spit. Oh, that's the bad mind, and you cannot sit. I'm on the airline, and it's the cockpit.
Drop
some nice and wet. Getting high by myself on a private jet. Exposing who? Those of you who haven't tried it yet. And new hunger is one of the few side effects. I used to, but before I put some more in, Coke and Jack in the cup for me to pour in. I want a snack nut and you can stick a fork in. Skittles, Kit Kat, or a fat bag of pork skin. On these buds, you could judge, bring the court in. For a respiratory, you surely bring support in. Get him a doctor if you're pining to have a sure win. You ain't a big dog, stay on the porch then. Didn't pay a knot, then you might not feel it. Didn't spend the right dough, that ain't the right drove, is it? Cause I got a plug, we just might go visit. And this buzz even greeted in a Geico lizard. Blaze up.
Crush that cush, then gut that dust. Just roll it, light it, blaze it up. Crush that cush, then gut that dust. Just roll it, light it, blaze it up. Blaze it up, blaze it up. Blaze it up, blaze it up. Blaze it up.
Burning all my troubles away.
Blaze it up, blaze it up. Blaze it up, blaze it up. Blaze it up.
Feeling good, I'm so happy.
Blaze It Up, Team Mash and Kush Talk. Keith Clizark, multi-platinum producer. Yes, we had him on the show. Big up to him for stopping by the A-Money Show and showing us love. Of course, we love the whole West Coast. It's going down just like that on the A-Money Show. And, of course, Keith Clizark off the Kush Talk blog talk just went away, the whole thing. If any callers in queue, come back. I will put somebody on to see if it's working right now. I'm sorry about that, everybody. Adrina, how are you?
Hey, Imani, how are you? I'm great.
Oh, that's good. I'm so glad to have you. Tell everybody who you are.
I am Adrina, the Southern Soul Diva from Jackson, Mississippi.
And she say to sit, humpback, humpback,
yes.
Crooked letter.
Crooked letter. That's it. Down in the dirt style. Yes. I'm a Southern Soul artist with a new hit single, So Addicted. And ladies, once you see the, I have a video on YouTube also, So Addicted by Adrina. And ladies, once you see that guy in the video, you would definitely know why I was addicted.
Yes. I love that video. Oh, my goodness. That video had me open. Like, I was, first time I saw it, the link popped up. I said, oh, God. I said, okay, she wants me with her video. I didn't look at it. I went to sleep the next day. I saw she wanted me to call her. I called her, but at the same time I was playing her video, I'm like, oh, my goodness. I was like, this girl is off the chain. I'm like, who is this? I don't know this star. Let me check out and see who is her name. What is this? So I got with Keith Clizark and shot her Keith Clizark. So she's ready for her distribution. Big ups on her connections with Keith Clizark, Team Mashing as well.
Oh, yeah. So excited.
Yeah. It's going down. It's going down. And what you got for us? Let us hear some of that blues.
You want to hear some of the blues?
Yes.
All right, here we go. This one is entitled Cheating on the Backstreet. I'm sure y'all have some backstreets where you are. You know, everything goes on the backstreet. It's dark, no traffic lights. So use your imagination. This is my story. Listen. It was early one Monday morning. I was on my way into work when traffic had a detour sign. What happened next really blew my mind. I saw a man, I swear he looked like you, going in this house on back street number 2. He was cheating, creeping on the back street. That's just a little sample. To stay off the back street.
Stay off the back street.
Stay off the back street, right? It's dangerous. Yes,
well, I am so happy and pleased to actually have you on the fam as well. I mean, girl, you are hot, like Mary J. Blige hot.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot. And thank you,
absolutely,
the woman that never, ever sleeps, y'all. This lady never sleeps. You can call her any time of the day or night. She's up wide open working all the time. That's what's up. And I'm glad to be a part.
Thank you so much for that. And Keith Clizark is in the chat, and he said you sang that song.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. He's listening right now, too. So, like I told you, you never know who's queuing in on the A-Money Show. You know, so guys and girls and gents and what have you, don't be scared. If you're ready for distribution, hit your girl up at 347-633-9074 at 8 p.m. every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Well, you can also hit me up on my cell phone at 716-940-2102. And only the serious will go to the next step, which is that three-way call with your man, Keith Clizark, multi-platinum producer. Yeah, man, Keith Clizark. I mean, we got to give it up. But I'm ready to party. I'm trying to tell you, tomorrow is going down, so I got to play my favorite song by Beyonce. party. Sit back and chill, y'all. Hey. And let's shake a tail feather.
You a bad girl and your friend's bad too. Oh, she got the swag.
Hey, money's a bad girl.
Bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she dripping swag too. Oh.
I like to party, of course, me, Miss Thickums, is in the building tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, Dayton, Ohio, in the Ultra Lounge. Big ups to the whole crew over there. Big ups to my cousin Jamal and everybody for the connects in Dayton, Ohio. Big up to everybody who loves the A-Money show and show support to your girl A-Money as I do you as well. And we have a caller in queue. Let me see if this caller is still here. 804-503. What's up, caller?
What you want? I want to talk to you.
Who is this? Troy Lyon?
Oh, what's going on, girl?
Oh, what was that, your old man talk?
Yeah, I'm just right here tripping off this joint right here. What's going on, baby? How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm sad that you guys can't make it, but it's okay next time. But, hey, money may be coming down there to VA to throw a little event that way, too.
Nah, it's gonna go down somewhere else. It's gonna go down much better. There's a lot of things that's being put on the table right now that's gonna be put to you on the prayer pot.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. I know you love me. I know you wish you was here. We got Keith Klizark listening in, so you can give him a shout out for everybody in Troy. Did you go to www.kushtalk.me and get yours?
I been did it.
All righty then. We already know. And again, let me give a big shout out to DJ Seven, the great of the Dating Seven show. In Memphis, big shout out to him. That's my boy. I love you. I am proud of you for all that you're doing, your schooling, your truck driving school, as well as the entertainment side of it. And he is a stripper DJ as well. So, you know, big ups to him as well. Big ups to Boss Lady, my girl, my sis, out in ATL. I'm coming your way. Hope she feels better. She was under the weather. And Grustle Hard Radio, Hitmaker DJs, you know, big ups to everybody. And sadly, DJ Monte of the Hitmaker DJs just lost his mom. They put her to rest yesterday, you know. So my condolences goes out to the family as well as comfort and peace from the A Money Show. Absolutely, I'm here for you guys and sad for your loss. Big ups to Troy's girl out there in Virginia. What's her name, Troy?
Shanta.
What's up, Shanta? Hey, money's on. You know I keep you up all night long, you and Troy. What's up, girl?
She's in the back right now. Her and the realtor is on the phone right now. So we about to make that move to ATL, too. So, Boss Lady, I will be seeing you. What's up, Klizark? What's happening, Flair? What's going on, man? I got two more for you that's coming to you, baby. So we're going to get some business done around here. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. That's what's up. And also, I'd like to give it up to your boy, Keith Urban Clothing, the guy with the shoes, the artwork. Oh, my goodness. Everybody, right now, go find him on Facebook. Look at my page. When I tell you this dude is talented with the hands, I mean, he got it going on. He does fitted shoes, purses.
Hey, Money.
Say it again, babe.
Guess what?
What?
I went to the lab today to talk to Keith. So this is the deal. Since I couldn't make it due to technical difficulty, I'm going to send you a pair of shoes that you actually picked out and what you wanted and how you wanted. I'm going to send them. So we got to talk. Get your math and everything, and that's going to be your birthday gift for you. I'm sorry you're not going to be able to wear them at the party because, you know, I know they're going to be different, and I know you're going to go ahead and flex that thing. But
that's all right.
It's going to be something else, and you'll be able to flex it at this one, and trust me, it's going to be all good. Plus, I might add a look. I think I'm going to add a little bit of something else to you that you were looking for. So I got you, all right?
Well, thank you so very much. Of course, you already know I'm emotional, so my heart is really touched, and I thank you. I really appreciate you for that. And, of course, you know I want to wear my A-Money shoes, but that's okay because I will be in the building rocking the white and the purple. That's how it's going down. So, everybody, get your tickets right now at Eventbrite as well and look for the Beauty Bottles and Ballers Tour, and you can download your tickets. They're on sale now, and you can call in at 716-940-2102. Also, do not forget to hit your girl up every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 p.m. sharp, 347-633-9074. Now, the A-Money Show will not be live tomorrow night unless I can get a co-host like Troy Lyons or somebody to run the show for me, because we will be partying at the Beauty Bottles and Ballers Ball. So, you know, it's going down. And Troy, thank you. You know, you my brother. I love you. I thank you for all the support. You know, Troy has hung in there with me through some tough times. You know, they were little mediocre times, but I do appreciate you and every call you made to me, the long hours we set up and collab business, everything personal. It's all love right here. You got a sister in me forever, of course. That's what I do. And I'm going to play Rack City Mix right here and now on the A Money Show. Adrena!
Who that on the pole? It's you that on the pole.
That girl was bang.
Who that on the pole? It's you that on the pole. Who that on the pole? It's you that on the pole. If you ain't getting dough, shawty, you don't get to go. And yeah, we up the stadium, quarterback and home. My money for long, but you do not get to throw. Rack, rack, city shit. Penny for your thoughts, and a 20 for your titties, and 100 for your smile. I'ma be here for a while. I'ma be up with them owls. See you when you're out. Look, something for the phone. I ain't with the sucks. All the bad strippers, yeah, I agree me with the government. Fuck whoever judge ya, and trick whoever love ya. But don't expect a ring if you committed to the hustle. Yeah, rock, rock, city shoot. She ain't right like them old rap city skits. I got many chicks, blue and black penny kick strippers at 30, telling niggas that they 26.
Rack city bitch, rack, rack, city bitch. Rack city bitch, rack, rack, city bitch. Rack city bitch, rack, rack, city bitch. 10, 10, 10, 20s and a 50 bitch.
Silver emblem, two black R's. Who's in the nice black car, all top came back, the results are cause of death, bars. Got a killer flow from the llama. Got a killer hoe, half Colombiana, half Dominicana. Poke out from Bahana, work out a little bit, get the rest from my mama. Black city bitch, black out of 03. California King Kush, black out from OG. You made your deathbed, not laying it. The end is here.
I'm in my other car, about to get my other car. And like, talk to him, you're on this seminar. 12 carats, and that's all it is. 1, 2, 6, yeah, that's all good. I got my other bra, talking to my other bra. All I'm in the back, talking to my other bra. Okay, look like we got a foursome. 3 bitches in my bed, about foursome. Yeah, see, I let my nigga be attacked. He ain't done, see, I let my nigga play that. She don't game back, and she might know something. But if she wanna roll me, she gotta blow something. Yeah, you know it's that me and you tonight, girl. But if you're bullshit, believe it with a white girl. I'm we doing nigga ass shit.
Rack city bitch, rack, rack city bitch, rack city bitch, rack, rack city bitch, rack city bitch, rack, rack city bitch, 10, 10, 10, 20s and the 50s bitch, rack city bitch, rack, rack city bitch, rack city bitch, rack, rack city bitch, rack city bitch, rack, rack city bitch, 10, 10, 10, 20s and the 50s bitch.
Black fours, red drop head doors, got your whore doing shit that's uncalled for. I see these bitches calling, I just hit ignore. James Bond, Tom Ford, out of Hakator. Ain't got 'em, every block gon' spot 'em. 120 in the ghost, take my bitch dropping. Niggas is opening up, cause they ain't popping. Ain't got nothing to comment with niggas with no comma. Redhead of ramen, wreck shit, junkyarded. I be ahead of these niggas. Last King, guillotine. YM, CMB niggas, take the feet, pack a bad bitch, then I pass it to my niggas. Me, huh?
Meek Millie, racked up, racked out. And I be counting money till I pass out. 100 racks and 100s in the stash house. And I be saying something when I mash out. In a Lambo, looking like a fly. I shine like something in the sky. These haters hope I hurry up and die, cause my bitch look like she say hurry up and buy.
Me and 3 females in the CL. Pink toenails, tail like a beach whale. Tell them all better keep it on the DL. No phone, no Twitter, no email. Diamonds in the chain, none in the rear. Falling king of diamond, bitch went 8 shit. Pocket racked up, all big faces. At the party crib full of bras, all naked. Rosé cases, we pop daily. We stay faded, need no occasion. Latins and Asian, black Caucasian. I'll go crazy for days in amazement.
Rack city bitch, rack, rack city bitch. Rack city bitch, rack, rack city bitch. Rack city bitch, rack, rack city bitch. 10, 10, 10, 20s and the 50s bitch. Rack city bitch, rack, rack city bitch. Rack city bitch, rack, rack city bitch. Rack city bitch, rack, rack city bitch. 10, 10, 10, 20s and the 50s bitch.
This your girl A Money. We got Dave Tolliver in the building. What's up, Mr. Dave Tolliver? I don't know. Well, we're gonna go into Styles. We're gonna play her song, and it is called Over. I love you all, my supporters. Thanks. Yeah. Again, that's your girl, Miss Styles, Carmel Chance, on Facebook. Thank you all for calling in. This is the A Money Show every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 347-633-9074. This your girl, A Money, and I'm out. Cause Dark Day, Tolliver Styles. Thank you, Rodney Perry. Mwah. Smooches.